You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Pelican Scuba Hoop-Ball.com presentation. I am your host, as always, Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, LyleSwithenbank as in bank, at Hoopball Pels is the show, if you'd like to go and give us a follow, and whatever else you can do on Twitter, comment and tweet, or whatever your heart so desires, go and do that as well. And if you're on an Apple device, go and give us a rate and review. We love all the support, and we appreciate it all coming through. The show, as I've said throughout the journey, has been going from strength to strength. You're probably wondering where I've been. Busy. Unfortunately, we've missed the last couple of games, so we've got a few to review. The last time we had a chat was after the defeat to the Nets, which was disappointing. Another close one that got away. Today, we're going to review the last three games, including a couple of big wins and a disappointing loss. We're going to recap what's been going on in Pelicans land, I suppose, with the signing of Didi Lazada recently, Zion's shoes, which I know we mentioned in the last episode, but we can recap again, and all of this national hype that's been going on, comparisons between players, and this carry-on, I suppose, that happens with Pel's Twitter about various players. You know, we'll get into all of that. I know I don't typically like to rattle the cages in terms of what goes on the internet, but some of it's frustrated me, and we're going to get to that as well. Before we launch into that, today's show is brought to you by manscaped.com. Hoopball20 is the code if you'd like to use that to get 20% off and free shipping over at Manscaped. And of course, mybookie.ag. When you sign up there, use the code HOOPBALL, you'll get a deposit match 50% of what you deposit. So make sure you go and do that, gamble responsibly, and all that sort of carry on. Okay, big show, big show, big show. We're going to get into it. So if we cast our minds back, and we can do that like thinking music, I don't have that sort of clip to get back there, but cast your mind back to the 22nd of April, last Friday morning for me. The Pels came out and took on the Orlando Magic, and boy oh boy did we come out and smoke them, which was nice. 135-100, it looked like it was over about halfway through the third quarter, and everyone got a really good run out of this, which you were happy about. We got to see a lot of the bench guys. Everyone got to have a bit of a crack. And huge games from some of the guys. This was over at Orlando's home ground. So we actually snapped the four-game losing streak as well, which, you know, probably leaving it a little bit late if we're trying to make it into the play-in game, particularly that we're chasing down the Golden State Warriors now. We'll get to that. And the San Antonio Spurs remain in play as well. Those two teams are probably gettable, I think, mathematically, but realistically probably not. But yeah, we came out and played a really, really good game. So what did we like to see? I mean, for me, I like the effort. It was a four-quarter effort. We didn't let the foot off the throat. These guys came in without a whole heap of their best players. Wendell Carter Jr. was out. James Ennis out. Michael Carter-Williams was out. Otto Porter Jr. and Terrence Ross are all out. So their leading scorers are just not there. So we got to see a big brigade of G League players and a whole heap of two-way players, young guys, and you know, Mo Bamba was probably the most recognisable name there. Gary Harris as well after he came over. So a whole heap of guys, for them, played 20 minutes or thereabouts. No one played over 30. Everyone just got a really good crack. And I think for their young guys, they'd be happy with that because I got six guys, it looks like, that scored in double figures. Seven guys, actually. And what a fantastic effort for those guys. Unfortunately, none of them really took over the game. Kennedy, I think you pronounce his name, off the bench. He was a G League MVP, had 17 points. He has now subsequently fallen and ruptured his ankle or something. Had to have surgery and yeah, it was pretty cooked. I think he's out for the year, but there was no structural damage besides the dislocation. So, thoughts with him. Glad that he is okay. I saw that on Twitter. That was not against us. That was against a different team later on. But in this game, Brandon Ingram was huge with 29 points on an efficient 11-17. He was fantastic. Lonzo Ball, 6, 4 rebounds, 12 assists was good. Zion Williamson, 23 minutes in 22 minutes. 23 points in 22 minutes, pardon me. 7 rebounds, 2 assists. Bledsoe was solid with 15 points, including 5 of 7 from 3. So all of his points come from the 3-point line, and he was lighting it up. Stephen Adams, solid in 16 minutes with 12 and 9. Kyra, we got to see a good burn, 23 minutes. He was solid. Jackson Hayes was good in 21. We got to see 19 minutes of Wes and of Wenyen Gabriel, who we haven't seen hardly anything of this year. But it was really good to see him out there. You know, we have a look on his Instagram and stuff, and he's talking about staying ready and waiting for your turn to come. And that's what he did. He came out and he brought the hustle, 7 points, 4 rebounds and assists, and a block, an efficient 2 of 3 shooting, which you're happy with, and yeah, he was good. But I suppose the big guy that we were really impressed with was Big Billy. 17 minutes, he had 18 and 12 rebounds, an assist and a block, 7 and 9 shooting. He was fantastic, hit all his free throws, and you know, he was the player of the match, and he was the difference maker. You know, he was really, really good. He battled all day. Jackson Hayes, you know, didn't do too much in his minutes with only 10 and 6. Stephen Adams had 12 and 9 in 16 minutes. And, yeah, Billy took over, and I was stoked to see that. Really, really good. Unfortunately, James Johnson remains sidelined with Josh Hart and Nikhil. We saw 8 minutes as well of Nunnally. Had 6 points and 2 rebounds. So it was really good to get the other guys a burn. They all got some solid minutes and got to run it out and also give our guys a much-earned rest in terms of the starters. So that was really good to see. Key takeaways from this one, the other guys are still solid basketballers. I think that's key takeaway number one. And Wenyen, you know, these guys, Wenyen, Najee, Wes, we keep seeing these guys step up. Billy, when their number's called. And I think that is a real testament to those guys that they're happy to and willing to step up and stay ready when their minutes are on. You know, this was a big chance for them to get some solid minutes and try to break into the rotation going forward. And that may well happen given that we're, I suppose, cellar dwellers and looking to see what we have. And so giving these guys some solid minutes to have a crack and contribute, I think is fantastic and really good to see that these guys took their chances, put the pressure on the starters. They shouldn't just earn their spot. They should have to fight for them. You know, pressure for spots is great in terms of building a competitive and winning culture. So, yeah, I suppose key takeaway number two, the bigs, Stephen Adams, he looks expendable. I mean, and by expendable, I mean he doesn't have to play 40 minutes a game anymore. At the start of the season, I think we were talking that he was the most important player. I know we were preaching him when he first came across how important he was to that defense, and I still think he is. But seeing the development of Jackson and Billy come along, it makes Steven Adams look like we don't have to put the world on his shoulders anymore in terms of that five spot. And that is fantastic. I don't say we get rid of him, not by a long shot, but taking the pressure off him and having to have him come in, night out, and battle and battle and battle for 40 minutes or 37 minutes, we don't need to do that. And I really think that is a good thing for the team. That balance in the big man rotation is great, because I know earlier in the season we were whinging about that sort of stuff. So, the final takeaway is Kyra is just going from strength to strength. He may have only had 6 points, 2 rebounds, and 3 assists, but, you know, his change of pace was important. Unfortunately, his shot wasn't falling. He only shot 2 of 11, but you're going to have rookie games like that. In terms of his ability to move the ball, I'd like to see how many hockey assists he had in this, in that his first pass was then passed on and an assist happened. You don't know what that terminology means, but, you know, I think he could be a really good point guard in this league, and I'm looking forward to see him continue to develop. So, really good on that game. So then we moved on. We had a day off. We had a bit of a rest, which was nice. The guys got to have a time to chill out. And I think we headed home and took on the San Antonio Spurs. So in that game, it was a pretty important one. Really, you know, we were chasing them. The teams, they were 30 and 29. We were 26 and 34. About 3 games behind them. And so we needed to chase them. And you're coming off a game where everyone's rested. There's no excuse for us to throw this one away. It came down to the wire again, 110 to 108. DeMar DeRozan lit us up with 32 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists, 10 of 21 shooting. And he absolutely, 12 of 12 free throws as well, mind you. He was just unstoppable force. We had no answer for him, and didn't matter how many bodies you threw at him. I know we didn't double, and there was a lot of controversy about that, but we couldn't slow him down. Derek White was solid with 22 as well. Murray with 11-7-5. Pirtle, 8-7-3. Keldon Johnson, 14-9-2. And the list goes on. These guys were stat stuffing. You know, Derek White's full stat line, 22 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, a block, 8 of 16 shooting, 4 of 8 from 3. We couldn't stop them. 1 turnover. Unbelievable. And they kept coming. You know, we got up at different points throughout the game. It looked like it was a real battle, and it was. You know, we were really good at tying it, but then getting ahead was the real issue. In the end, we fell short. And I mean, I think turnovers in this one were the real killer. We turned the ball over a huge amount, being 19. They turned it over 17, points off turnovers 23 to 21. But again, it was when we turned it over. In the last quarter, we turned it over a whole heap. 3-pointers, 9 of 22, which is good for us, but couldn't execute. And I think free throws were a real killer as well. 17 of 32 on the night, 53%. You're leaving so many free throws on the board. You know, these are meant to be the easiest shot you can take. You know, there's no pressure on you. I mean, no pressure from someone else. There's perceived pressure and self pressure, I guess. But there's no reason to shoot 53%. That's really bad. That's average. Particularly when we did well around everything else. We were okay. Percentages were good, rebounding was good, steals were fantastic, 12-9. They blocked us a lot, and us not being able to read Eubanks and big Pirtle around the ring was difficult. Pirtle had 5 blocks, Eubanks had 2, which is difficult to, I suppose, navigate around when you've got 2 solid shot blockers on it. Meant we had to take further shots that were further away. If we go over to our guys, Zion was solid with 33 and 14. And when I say solid, he was fantastic. 13 of 23. He battled 7 of 13 from the free throw lines. He was a major culprit. He left 6 on there. Brandon Ingram, 5 of 6 from free throw line. 24, 6 and 6 he had. Lonzo Ball, 24 points. Steven Adams, 4 and 10. Bledsoe was average, 6, 3, 3, 3. He had 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, basically. 2 of 6 shooting and missed his 3-pointers. Najee Marshall was quiet in 32 minutes. He had 6 and 6. Kyra, 16 minutes, had 5 points. Jackson Hayes, in 13 minutes, had six. Wes did nothing in 10 minutes. And Billy, after having such a big game, went back to playing 4 minutes. We rolled with Stephen Adams throughout the night.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what we're doing, but unfortunately we let that one slide. And they're the important ones. That's the ones you need to win. You know, our third quarter was probably our best quarter, 32 points to 24. We really locked in. And then in the last quarter, we just couldn't outmatch them. And we fell short, which was disappointing, leaving us scratching our heads as to what we're going to do going forward. In fact, instead of chasing them now, we're chasing the Golden State Warriors. They had another win, the SAS, and 31 and 29 now, whereas we are 27 and 34. So the third game we're going to review was the game yesterday, and that was against the LA Clippers. They were still missing Serge Ibaka. Apparently he got injured. He's still out from the injury suffered against us last time we played him at the start of March. Kawhi Leonard didn't play as well, and but you can't rule this team out. Other notable outs, Luke Kennard didn't play. I don't know whether or not that's important. And Patrick Beverley as well were not playing. So they came down the Smoothie King Center, and we went at them from the get-go. 33-20, we finished the first quarter. We smashed them, including at one point, I think it was like 33-19 or 8, or even more. They might have even been less, 9 or something. We went on a 16-0 run. New Orleans in the second quarter, 29-28, and we built a bit of a lead. 33-30 in the last quarter, and we were away. 25-25 in the last quarter, and we played a whole heap of the young guys again. It was great to see, and great defense, I think, on this one. It was a real locked-in effort, and, I mean, the starters stepped up. All of them in double figures. The best game from Eric Bledsoe for a long time. Wynyan Gabriel off the bench had 10 as well, so, you know, six guys in double figures. But it's the box score, if you have a look at it, there's numbers in everything. Lonzo Ball, 37 minutes, 18 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals. And he was chasing around Paul George for a lot of the night. You know, good on him. Big Billy started because Steven was out. He was injured. 12 and 10, 3 steals and a block. Fantastic in 30 minutes. Zion, 23 points, 1 rebound, 5 assists in 30 minutes. 26 minutes for B.I., 17 and 7 and 5 assists. Eric Bledsoe, 18 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 steals, 6 of 13. Fantastic effort, guys. all of a sudden we pull it out when when we're nearly at the end of the season and we can't really chase him. Najee was solid. 7 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. Kyra, 6, 3, and 3 and a steal and a block. Wenyan, 10 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. The list goes on. Jackson, 6 and 3 and a block. Really impressive, honestly. And we held on. We beat them by 17. It was much bigger lead at 1 point. It looked like we could have put a pin in it at 1 point later on. For them, notable scorers, Mann had 17, Morris had 15, Paul George was kept to 9 points, Reggie Jackson had 9 points, Zubac, we thought was going to be really good, did nothing, he had 4, DeMarcus Cousins was probably their best player with 16 points and 11 rebounds off the bench, and in the end, we were doubling him, and then we just let him score, because threes are worth more than twos. Coffey, off the bench as well, had 23 minutes, he had 12 points, and you know, we got to see all their bench brigade came out and had a bit of a run around. And that's what you want to do. It shows when we lock in defensively that all of a sudden you can really dominate teams because our offense can be pretty good. Getting them shooting 40% for the night. We shot 53. 15 of 29 three-pointers we hit. We were lighting them up. We used all the three-pointers. Everyone was hitting them. They only shot 14 of 45, 31% from three, and they're the best three-point shooting, maybe the second-best three-point shooting team in the league, so it was really good to keep them. They hit 100% of their free throws, 17 of 17. We shot 17 of 26, 65%, so again, a big issue with the team. 28 assists on 44 shots, fantastic. We moved the ball. Much harder to guard when the ball keeps moving, I'll tell you that. Really good. Turnovers, we got down to 16, not too bad. Points off turnovers, we earned 21, kept them to 17 off 16 turnovers, so you're happy with that. And, it was a good little win. Really good for the confidence. Happy for the guys, and unfortunately, we now head on a 3-game road trip where we haven't been very good on the road for this season. But, it'll be interesting to see how we go there. Key takeaways from this one, when we lock in defensively, we can hang with anyone. This was probably not one that the Clippers were too worried about, but we slapped them. We come out and absolutely slapped them. In the scheme of things, probably doesn't matter much for their playoff standings, but for us, it's a big confidence boost. Look at the guys. We can hang with them. Kept Paul George to 9. He'd been averaging 30 in the month of April. So, really good to do. Happy with that. Number two, guys are ready to step up. You know, Billy stepped in 12 and 10. He was solid. 3 steals and a block. Come in and played 30 minutes. You know, he'd had 5 minutes the night before. We just talked about that. And all of a sudden steps in for Steven Adams and contributes. Contributions across the board. And you love to see it. And when the starters play well, we win. You know, all 5 of them with substantial contributions. Everyone, the shot distribution, Lonzo had the most with 14. Billy had 7, Zion had 11, 13 for B.I. and 13 for Bledsoe. Everyone got to have a crack and everyone contributed. Everyone shot really well. Zion, 72% from the field. That's unbelievable. I think that's his 20th game with 20 points on 70% shooting. That's unheard of. No one can stop him. So really, really impressive win. And this is one that we got to bank. And we got to move on. So, what do we got next? Next up, we take on the Nuggets tomorrow. So it's 9 a.m. my time. It's Wednesday. We're on a 3-game road trip now, so we're going to take them on over in Denver. We'll see what happens with that. They're a good side. Jamal Murray, of course, is out. He's done an ACL, I think. So he's just had successful surgery. Saw a picture of that on Twitter today. They'll be a tough team to come up. And we'll see what happens with that. We follow up with, back-to-back. We take on the Thunder, so that's one we should win. Famous last words, I know. And then get a night off, and then we finish the road trip off with a game against the Timberwolves. So these are gettable games. Let's be honest, these are gettable games. Doesn't mean that we'll win them, dunno, but they are gettable games. So what we need to do is come out and take it to them on the road. Bank a few road wins, come back and finish the season off tough. If we want to make 10th, If that's what the goal is, and we get in the play-in just to muck around and play a few extra games for the fans, so be it. But these are the games you have to win. You know, the Warriors are doing their best to let us in. They got side Dallas today, 40 points or something. Unbelievable. Biggest halftime deficit that they've had this year, or I think the third biggest of all time. For the franchise, you know, like, these guys are trying. They're doing their best to give us a chance to get in there, but... You know, it comes down to our guys executing and making sure of it. So, we'll see what happens with that. I don't know whether or not we'll get there, but regardless, it's been a fun season. We've still got a few games to go. Don't say we're not packing up yet. Yeah, we've got plenty of season left. There's still games scheduled into May, which usually we don't play in May because we don't play playoffs. So, you know, coming up, we've got the Warriors three times, I think. Might be 8 or 9 games left, something like that. 76ers coming up, I can see, looking forward. There's some big games coming up. And if we win a few of them, we might get in. We'll see what happens. We're in other people's hands at the moment. I think mathematically we can still get in, but it's going to take a few losses for the Warriors for us to sneak in, and a few wins from us, but we'll see what happens. So, before I wrap up, I'd just like to mention the signing of Didi Lazada. He's come out of the Sydney Kings. We've seen a bit of him throughout the journey in the Australian NBL. Signed a multi-year deal. They haven't announced how much, but good on him for jumping across. He was drafted at, I think, number 35 or something last year, 2 years ago. I've got to see him play a few times over in Perth, and watched him play in some NBL finals against us before the COVID hit. Yeah, he's solid. I don't know what he'll be like on an NBA court. I know there's a lot more space, but I think he's going to be a project as well. I don't think he's going to come out and light the world on fire, and that's probably rude to say. But, you know, I don't think he's a savior. You know, how everyone hyped Wenyan, said, oh, play him. Well, he didn't set the world on fire that much either. So I think we just need to taper down what's going on and wait and see what we've got. A few minutes of summer league don't make it the man. You know, I've seen him light up the Perth Wildcats in the early days. When he first came out, he dropped 37 or something. But it's going to be consistency. He's a very streaky player. When he's on, he's on. And when he's not, he is definitely not. So that's what happened with young players. And hopefully he can play that 3-and-D sort of role. And I'm happy to see him turn into a good Pelicans contributor. I have no issues with him whatsoever. So we'll see what happens. He's good size, good strength, and hopefully he fits in and provides some suitable minutes. So, before I wrap up as well, I was going to mention the NBA Twitter. I don't think we need to blow up the whole team. People just need to keep a lid on it. This is the second year of a rebuild. First with Stan, first with Bledsoe and Steven Adams, and whether or not we move guys off in the off season. The first full season that we had was Zion Williamson. There's a long way to go in this. BI's only just signed for 5 years. We got the team for a long time, so we better settle in and enjoy it. We don't need to throw the baby out with the bathwater year two. Also, this national media carry on trying to compare Zion to other players. Well, enough. You know, and enough of some of the media carrying on about Stan Van Gundy not being a good coach and stuff like that. Well, do a better job yourself, I guess. You know, it's difficult to put into words, I suppose, the frustration for people on the outside looking in that don't watch much Pelicans basketball. You know, I've been lucky enough that I get to watch every game, and I get to go through the roller coaster of seeing the guys throw away leads and the teething issues and injuries and all of that fun stuff. You know, people like to watch one or two national games and think that they are experts. But enough of my carry-on. I'm going to leave it with that. Guys, we're going to take on the Denver Nuggets tomorrow. Tune in. We'll get an episode out as soon as we can after that. As always, I'm Lyle Swithenbank. This has been the Pelican Scoop. Look after yourselves, mask up, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.